3. Don't squander joy. We can't prepare for tragedy and loss. When we turn every opportunity to feel joy into a test drive for despair, we actually diminish our resilience. Yes, softening into joy is uncomfortable. Yes, it's scary. Yes, it's vulnerable. But every time we allow ourselves to lean into joy and give in to those moments, we build resilience and we cultivate hope. The joy becomes part of who we are. And when bad things happen, and they do happen, we are stronger. It took me a couple of years to understand and integrate this information and to start to cultivate a gratitude practice. Ellen, on the other hand, seemed to intuitively understand the importance of acknowledging and owning joy. When she was in the first grade, we played hooky one afternoon and spent the day at the park. At one point, we were on a paddle boat feeding ducks stale bread that we had brought from home when I realized that she had stopped paddling and was sitting perfectly still in her seat. Her hands were wrapped around the bread sack, her head was tilted back, and her eyes were closed. The sun was shining on her uplifted face, and she had a quiet smile on her face. I was so struck by her beauty and her vulnerability that I could barely catch my breath. I watched for a full minute, but when she didn't move, I got a little nervous. "Ellie? Is everything okay, sweetie?" Her smile widened, and she opened her eyes. She looked at me and said, "I'm fine, Mama. I was just making a picture memory." I had never heard of a picture memory, but I liked the sound of it. "What's that mean?" "Oh, a picture memory is a picture I take in my mind when I'm really, really happy. I close my eyes and take a picture, so when I'm feeling sad or scared or lonely, I can look at my picture memories." I'm not as eloquent or poised as my then 6-year-old daughter, but I've been practicing. For me, expressing gratitude is still bumpier than it is graceful or fluid. I still get overwhelmed with vulnerability in the midst of joyful experiences, but now I've learned to literally say aloud, "I'm feeling vulnerable, and I'm so grateful for blank." Okay, this can be fairly awkward in the middle of a conversation, but it's much better than the alternative, catastrophizing and controlling. Just recently, Steve told me that he was thinking about taking the kids to his family's farmhouse in Pennsylvania while I was out of town for work.